Welcome to the Arise podcast. I'm Tanya Anderson, CEO at Arise. It's my pleasure to have with me today Elizabeth Downing. And Elizabeth is the mom of two special boys. All boys are special. All girls are special. But she's had some experience with our Sib Shop program and just experience as a mom with a kid with a disability. So welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So can you tell me a little bit about your family, about your boys,
sure.
Jace and Jax?
Yep. So I have two young boys. My oldest is Jace, and he is 8 years old. And my youngest is Jax, who is 6 years old. He just turned six, and he lives with Angelman syndrome.
Great. So tell us what Angelman syndrome means and how it is expressed in your son, Jax.
Sure. So Angelman syndrome is a rare genetic disorder that affects about 1 in 15,000 people worldwide. There are cases where they have full deletion or they could have just mutation. Jax lives with the mutation version of it.
And this is of a chromosome.
Yes, of the 15th chromosome. A specific little gene, the UBE3A gene, I believe it is, which is something you kind of, as a parent, once you get that diagnosis, you're just kind of...
Become a scientist.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah. So, his symptoms are a little bit milder than a case with the full deletion. He is nonverbal and uses an ACC device, or an AAC device, I should say, for communication.
And what does that mean?
So, it's like an augmentive communication device. It's
okay.
Just like a little iPad where he can, you know, have ways to communicate with us. He can, you know, chat with us and say hello, I love you, like those little normal conversations that he can have.
Right.
Or we're hoping that he can express his wants and needs through it with
right.
us, you know, with items that he wants to eat or activities that he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of help him in that communication area.
And that device, does it voice for him?
Yes, it does.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Okay.
Yep.
So I interrupted you. So he's got the device, and
yep.
what else
yep.
is going on?
So he has the device that helps him with the communication piece of things. He also has a walker to help with balance and keeping his coordination going. That's something that he does struggle with, and fatigue as well. You know, as the day goes on, he gets tired and a little less, you know, coordinated. So that walker really helps with that.
Right.
He does suffer from some seizures, but we have that under control with some medication. And then also the other big area is sleep disturbances. He's not a big fan of sleeping, so
oh boy.
So that's another area that is kind of hard to handle.
Right. So there's a lot going on with Jax.
Yes, there is. Yes.
Yeah. So he's six now.
Yes.
And you didn't get this diagnosis immediately. Can you
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about your journey as a parent? And
sure.
this is your second child, so
yes.
you had some frame of reference
Correct.
For how he might be developing. So
Yes.
what were the signs for you as a mom that maybe there was something different going on?
Yep. So thankfully, yeah, he was our second child, so I had something to compare it to.
Right.
So at 6 months of age, we took him, you know, for a regular checkup, and then he got that diagnosis of failure to thrive.
Right.
You know,
which
just
means
not,
nothing.
Exactly. Like, what does that mean? It's so vague. But, you know, he wasn't eating the best he could and just wasn't hitting those developmental milestones like he should be doing.
Right.
So then they, you know, send you to some specialists and try to figure out what's going on. And as, you know, time goes on, you start doing the research on your own, trying to figure out, you know, what could possibly be the reason for all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And we did do a genetics team. We did see them, hoping to get some answers. But for some reason, that just took a little bit too long for us. It was a couple of years, and we just weren't getting anywhere. I think they just didn't have a team that was big enough to handle the insurance issues and all that back and forth.
Right.
So we decided to make a switch to another genetic team who had a bigger staff and was able to really get that insurance going for us, that approval. And once we switched, we had, within a couple of days, we had that genetic testing approved. And of course, once you do the genetic testing, that takes quite a while, you know, a couple months to get the results from that.
Right.
But once it was approved and did the tests, and it came out as Angelman syndrome, so...
And how old was Jax at this point?
So at that time, he was about 4 years old at
okay.
that time, yeah. So it was a lot of years of, you know, seeing this specialist and going to this doctor and this therapist and just trying to figure out, you know, what's going to help him and, you know, what's actually going on here.
Right.
Yeah.
So during that really 3.5 year period between the 6 month checkup and the diagnosis, I mean, he's obviously exhibiting symptoms where he's not speaking the way his older brother was. He's probably not sleeping well. The physical milestones aren't happening. You had early intervention in place?
Early intervention around the age of one, which was a wonderful experience. We had all of the therapists come to the house and, you know, show me different ways to help him with his mobility and get him to, you know, strengthen that core so he could sit up on his own, and help, you know, with the speech and strengthen the muscles, you know, in the mouth area so that he could maybe, you know, drink that formula a little bit longer than, it was always just 3 ounces. I just remember always 3 ounces at a time. It was all he would drink, so it was a constant all-day feeding. And then, you know, he was hungry at night, too, because he wasn't eating a lot, and so he was up a lot, and, so it was a lot.
It sounds exhausting.
It is. It still is to this day, but I look back on those earlier days, and I see how far we've come, and it's, pretty amazing.
Wow. So as a mom, you know, you've got a boy who's active already, and then you've got this other boy coming along, and there's issues, and you're exhausted. Just how do you go day by day with that?
You try to be mindful that you have another child at home that needs your, your love and attention, and also would like to do things with you. You're so much of your time is wrapped up into, your child that needs your help. So you try to be mindful of that and try to, do the best you can and make sure that he's getting what he needs as well, my oldest son. But it's difficult. It's definitely a difficult thing to balance, for sure.
Right. And we're gonna talk about Jace a little bit in detail a little bit further along. But I want to talk a little bit about that diagnosis, because you do the genetic testing and you know something's off, but now you have a name for it. You've got a syndrome, and in many ways that makes your life easier in terms of being able to explain to providers, this is what it is. It's a genetic mutation, end of story. But in some ways it's even more scary to have that label. And we don't like labels, but the world operates that way sometimes. How did you balance those emotions?
So it was definitely a lot of emotions all at once, even though we kind of knew all along that there was something going on and it could quite possibly be Angelman syndrome. Once you get that news, that final diagnosis, it does hit you. And there's definitely a grieving period, I think, of what you think that your family is going to look like and what your child is going to be capable of. And then you start to get better about it. You just start to enjoy them. He has an extremely happy demeanor, and everything just makes him laugh. So it's hard to not be happy around him.
Right. Yeah. But I think it's really important that you pointed out that grieving period, because and it's a little different, I think. I mean, you knew something was going on. There were seizures. There was no speech. But when you have that label, that syndrome, then it seems like, okay, this is really it.
Yeah.
And I think it's important and very wise what you said about the grieving, because you're very much in the day-to-day about getting in the supports, taking care of his brother, taking care of the family. But you need to take a breath for yourself that, okay, I got to redirect what I was thinking my life was going to look like.
Yes, yeah, you definitely have to make all those adjustments and just let yourself feel those feels. If you wake up one day and you don't have the energy to do something that you wanted to tackle that day, it's okay. You just kind of have to take it day by day, really. But just letting yourself just feel all those emotions, because there's a lot that come with it, and it's always changing.
Right. And I think as moms, with our children, it's also hard because they're going to be milestones that grief is revisited.
Exactly. Yes. I've been learning that, especially this year when Jack started kindergarten. And, he's in an inclusive classroom, which I'm so thankful for. But as I watch him with his peers, you see the difference. Right. And he's not going to be, going on to first grade learning as much as his peers are. Or he's not going to be able to sit in a classroom all day long like his peers can. He's going to have to be taken out for a lot of breaks throughout the day. He's going to need a lot of, sensory stimulation just to keep him, level. And so you see those differences. And, definitely that grief came back for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've got an older child with a disability, and a piece of that doesn't ever go away.
Yeah, yeah.
But you focused on, you know, his personality and his joy and his sense of humor.
Yes.
And you're also very wise to focus on all of the positive things he is bringing to your family.
Yes, yes, definitely, yeah. And even I could see with his peers, too, they all know his name. They all say, hi, Jax, in the morning when he's walking into school.
Right.
So that's a great feeling to know that they notice that as well and that he's accepted despite his differences.
Right.
So that's a really good feeling, yeah.
Right. And none of us knows what's on his trajectory. That's
right.
The other piece.
Yep.
I
yep.
just have found, as a mom, that keeping that point of view in the front of the mind of the teachers and the therapists
yes.
is really important.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, even if he's having a hard day and he doesn't, you know, want to do something, it's always good to just gently kind of push him along and see what he can actually do, you know, even though he's kind of protesting a little bit.
And what kid doesn't?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, yes.
What kid doesn't want to be like, I don't want to work. I
yeah.
want to just
I want to play.
Finish out. I want to play. It's very typical.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about the special relationship between Jace and Jax.
Sure.
Describe that a little
sure.
bit.
Sure. Yeah, from early on, Jace has always loved his little brother. Very, you know, always doted on him. You know, he always wanted to be near him, helping. And as they got a little bit older, you could always find them together, just sitting on the couch, hanging out under some blankets, watching their iPads or a movie.
Yeah.
So they've always had that close little bond. They've always just wanted to kind of be right next to each other.
That's wonderful.
Yes, yeah, it was really nice to see. And then as Jaxie got older and Jace kind of recognized, you know, the need to keep Jax safe from certain things. You know, he just doesn't have that awareness of safety.
Mm-hmm.
So to just kind of keep an eye out for him, he really stepped into that role of just like a protective big brother.
Wow.
Yeah, like just naturally. Like it just came to him and he just does it, like without thinking. And sometimes in the morning, he'll even just kind of put Jax's coat on for him, you know, as we're getting ready for school. Just things that, you know, because Jax does need full assistance with all those things, getting
right.
dressed, and you know, if we're running late, he'll just go grab his coat and put it on for him and help me get him ready. And
right.
so it's those things that he's really stepped up and just done naturally, which is pretty amazing to watch.
So about how old was Jace, you think, when Jace started to understand that Jax was on a different path?
I would say probably yeah, I'd say probably about 2-3 years old, I think he
really
noticed.
Little.
Yeah, I think so, because he was so quiet, you know, he'd always ask, like, Mom, you know, why isn't he talking yet, or those things. So, yeah, I think it was early on then. And then, as you could tell, like, he was moving a little bit different. He was crawling for quite a while before he could actually start to walk, and even walking was a struggle for him at first. So I
right.
think he just noticed all those things, you know, just, you know, that's not how he did it. You know, those things came a lot easier to Jace.
Right.
And Jaxie definitely had to work a lot harder for those things. So
wow.
I think, yeah, right about then is when he kind of picked up on it for sure.
That's so interesting. And, you know, kids are curious anyway.
Yes.
So I'm sure he's asking you a lot of questions
yes.
all the time.
Yes. Yeah, we try to be open with him with as much as we can. You know, we tell him, we've had conversations with him, you know, Jaxie probably won't be able to have a conversation with you. You know, he'll just have, you know, right now he just says Mama and Dada. But he speaks to us on so many different ways, you know,
right.
gestures and just, you know, yeah, he has his own way with us, and we all understand his language, which is pretty neat to watch as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm sure these brothers have a special language.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Jaxie will, you know, if he wants Jace to sit next to him, he'll point, you know, sit next to me. And,
nice.
You know, Jace will come sit next to him. He'll oblige to him, so mm-hmm. he'll never say no to Jax, which is
right.
really sweet.
That is sweet. And so I think the boys have been, well, actually Jace has been part of our SibShop program here
yes,
at Arise.
Yes.
So that's a program which is designed for the siblings of children with a developmental disability. And it's just a group for the siblings
yes.
who I think, and you can speak to this more directly, can sometimes feel left out or feel like
yes.
they're having to be too responsible because of just so much attention and that the other child requires. It's just the reality.
Yes.
So what have you seen in terms of Jace going through the SIBS Jobs program?
Sure. Once I found out about the SIBS shop, once they had mentioned it to me, I definitely wanted to sign Jace up for that because right. I felt like it would be really beneficial for him to just have a program dedicated to him and to be around other siblings who might have a similar family dynamic like right. ours, you know, to have another sibling that needs that extra attention. He has been going for about, I think, almost 2 years now. And I just love the idea that it's a place where he can go and connect with other kids that have a similar story. Mm-hmm. And it's just a program just for him, which right. I think is really important. You know, a place where it's just, you know, for him, whereas he sees a lot of things that Jax has to go to.
Right.
You know, either whether it be a fun program or, you know, a therapy or a medical appointment, we're always going places for Jax. So it's nice to have a place and a space just for Jace.
Right. And what does Jace tell you about these programs or these dates when he comes back? How does he describe it to you?
Yeah, he loves it. He thinks it's, you know, a great place. He gets to do like arts and crafts and play games. They've done like bowling events where they get to go and play some bowling and have pizza and, you know, just get to be, you know, have fun with kids, but kids that, you know what life might be like with a sibling that has special needs.
Right. Does he ever talk to you about any conversations he's having with those other siblings that get into that dynamic?
Yes,
at all?
A little bit. Jace is, he's hard to get some answers from, but I do try.
He's eight.
Yes. he has mentioned there was a little girl there that something that the sibling was doing that was similar to Jack's, and he thought that was really neat. I can't remember it right now, but
they connected.
Yes, they definitely connected on that level, like just understanding that, you know, their siblings just need that extra time, you know, to maybe do something, you know, to get into the car. It takes Jax a long time, you know, to want to sit in his car seat and get him buckled up. And Jace actually helps me with that. But just connecting with another person that has that similar experience.
Right.
Yeah. So I think it's really important for Jace to have that, to know that he's not alone, you know, right. in that area. You know, he'll go to his friends' houses and he'll see how, you know, maybe a little bit different it is than our family dynamic.
Right.
You know, they don't have those same struggles, those same day-to-day struggles. You know, they can all sit down and have a meal together, whereas Jaxie's not one to sit, so he's off doing his own thing. And,
right.
It's definitely nice to have other kids that he can connect with on that level, for sure. I think that's really, really important for him.
Right. And as a mom, how do you feel in terms of giving Jace this space?
Yeah, I love that he's able to have that experience. That makes me really happy because I'm so busy, you know, with Jax and getting and trying to remember everything that needs to be done for him, you know, to have a place where I could just drop him off and know that he'll be taken care of and get to have that connection is just takes one thing off my plate, you know, just one less thing that I have to worry about. So
right.
that is a really nice feeling.
And you're also giving him a real gift in terms of that connection and
yes.
that really peace, I think.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Well, Elizabeth, this has just been fascinating, and I just want to commend you for the job you're doing as a mom.
Thank you.
We all have a different journey, and I know you're in it right now,
yes.
but you're doing a great
yes.
job.
Oh, thank you so
much.
Thank
you for sharing your story.
Yes, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
For more information on how you can support Arise, visit our website at ariseinc.org. Support Arise. Support independence.